Now, during his speech at government buildings, Eamon Ryan said that his decision was not driven by the results of the recent elections. He said that he felt several months ago that now would be the right time to step down.
Doing it 24/7, 6 days a week, which the offices I hold tend to involve, I knew quite some while ago that it would be the right time. So in recent months, I spoke to colleagues to let them know that. I only spoke to the Taoiseach and Tánaiste yesterday, but they've known, most of my colleagues have known for several months, my close colleagues, my own team, that this is what I'd intended to do. So it wasn't a surprise, I don't think, internally too much.
That was Eamon Ryan there speaking a while ago. We can talk now to Cork City Councillor Dan Boyle, former Senator and Green Party TD. Dan, you haven't yet had a chance to talk to Eamon Ryan. What would you say to him?
Well, I'd thank him. I think he's been a remarkable party leader. He's taken us after the 2011 electoral wipeout to a situation where we increased our presence in local government, had presence in the European Parliament, largest presence in Dáil Éireann and Shannadárin, and participation in government, of which he has led and achieved things that I think will take medium and long-term effect before he realises the amount he has achieved in his ministerial roles in particular.
What would you put as his top couple of achievements in your view?
Well, I think in terms of transport, we have a local link service being introduced every week over the last number of years due to the investment he's put in, which is revolutionising transport, particularly in rural towns and villages. We've, contrary to what has been said by Matt Carthy and Sinn Féin, we have the highest level of retrofitting proportionately in Europe. And much of that is going towards social housing. So there's a lot of mythology that Eamon as an individual has had to put up with in terms of outright denial of what the facts of the matter are in terms of green policies in government and how they're being delivered.
Indeed, he alluded to that in a speech, Dan Boyle. Can I just ask you, just moving forward, obviously the next order of business is going to be seeing a new leader put in place. Do you think there should be a contest for that leadership?
Well, there always is in the Green Party, and any position in the Green Party, whether it's for our national executive or coordinator or other leadership roles, are always contested. And I think the membership will welcome that. It gives a choice of ideas, it gives a choice of strategic approaches, and it allows us to look at people who have contributed to the party positively over the last number of years to see what our future holds. And I'm confident that any number of people will contest a role and the party will have an adequate choice.
Okay, we leave it there. Cork City Councillor Dan Boyle, thanks for joining us.